time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
Onward and upward, live today in Las Vegas as always. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard from the South Point Sportsbook. Inside the VSiN studio, action-packed three-hour program for you today. Michael Lombardi on the program in an hour, and the man who is building one of the best casinos I've ever seen in my entire life in downtown Las Vegas. It opens up next week. Derek Stevens is going to be in studio in 2 hours today, and Pauly and I had a chance to take a tour of the casino and the gambling floor yesterday, the outside pool, the sports book. You just wait until you see this thing and what it looks like with your own eyes. That's all I can say.
It's over. Shut it down. He's got the best sports book, pool, and sports bar, and maybe steakhouse. All in. I didn't think it was possible. All in the same spot, same place.
I mean, so I've seen, you know, going in, like, back to the summer months, we had the renderings. We saw some photos. We're like, wow, that looks really impressive. It does it no justice.
Correct.
Until you actually walk through there.
I agree.
And I can't believe this. But of all the great pools we have in Las Vegas as well, shut that part down.
Shut it down.
This is the best one you're ever going to see. Amazing. So anyway, that's coming up with Derek Stevens in 2 hours from today. We shall begin with recapping what took place yesterday on Sunday, week 6 of the National Football League. Good day, Pauly, for dog bettors as they came in 8-4 against the spread. And we capped it off last night with the dog winning outright by the Niners taking down the Rams. They controlled a lot of that game. But overall, decent action yesterday. I had a good day in the contest that I'm in, although we will get into this game coming up in a second. The one game we lost so far, Texans and the Titans, that hurts.
Yep.
But consensus plays in the contest here in town, super contest, 1-3 top five plays with the Chiefs pending, and in circa million, 1-2 with the Chiefs and the Cowboys pending, both those games coming up tonight.
Great results. Tampa Bay wins. Green Bay loses outright. There was one book in town that one of the biggest results of the season, they needed Tampa Bay and under. Wouldn't you know it, they got it. Mm. They also needed, several places needed San Francisco and under. They got that. Baltimore winning but not covering was, what happened in that game? I mean, they blew a huge lead. They're lucky they won. That was great for the books. And the Patriots losing outright, I couldn't believe that. The turnovers, they couldn't get off the field on third down, couldn't get a stop. But turnovers came too late. What is it, the first time since 2002 they have a losing record this deep in the season?
Yep.
So, huge day for the books, although at Bet Rivers, 72% of the money was on Pittsburgh. And there you go. Okay. Good job by Adam Chernoff Friday. That Mayfield banged up. Horrendous. Horrendous. And again, that's why they haven't won there since 03 with Tim Couch. That thing was over in the second quarter.
That was one of my losers this week was the over on the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. I bet that right away in the week at 51. That was unfortunately for me, that was before the Mayfield news came out. That he was going to have.
Well, but you had 10 minutes of garbage time. You couldn't get a touchdown.
I needed one touchdown, final 9, 10 minutes, whatever it was. Could not get that across for me. But, Paul, I will tell you this. Two games that looked too easy on the board right yesterday, they turned out to be too easy. And that's not really commonplace in the NFL. But the Steelers, like you just talked about, looked too easy against the Browns. The other one was a game that you bet right away was Detroit. Jacksonville is who we thought they were at the beginning of the year. They stunned people by beating the Colts in week one. Again, don't forget, they were outgained by 200 yards in that game, and that's their one win so far on the season.
Yep. I was way off on the Packer game, but I nailed Detroit. Again, this is the game where Stafford's usually at his best, and they are horrendous defensively. The Jacksonville's allowed 30 points in five straight games, at least 30. Yep. They can't get off the field. Their defense is so bad.
Yep.
And a good win for Detroit. So you're right about that. That thing was over early as well. And Stafford even tried to help him out with an interception, but Detroit got a stop, and that was all she wrote there. So that was easy. And then the Green Bay game was just wild. I mean, that's 10-0 early. And then Rodgers, all of a sudden, with a pick six and great game plan. He stunk, but that was a great game plan by Tampa Bay and their defense and putting heat on them. And they run them out, and hell of a performance by Tampa Bay.
That defense, I mean, it's already a good defense, and I was concerned about Vita Vea being out, what that might mean to the rush part of the defense. But overall, they were going after every single helmet for the Packers yesterday. That they were blasting players. It didn't matter if it was Aaron Jones, if it was A.J. Dillon, if it was Adams, if it was... How many times did they actually hit Aaron Rodgers in that game yesterday?
Right.
It was from every level, defensive line, linebackers, in the secondary. They were heat-seeking missiles in that game. And that defense can be absolutely nasty, as we saw yesterday. And it completely flipped. Like you said, it was 10-0. Uh-huh. And I don't know if Rodgers could not get that INT out of his head, but they were a complete train wreck. And, you know, you have to give Tampa Bay credit for what happened. And welcome into the follow the money here on VSiN. This is Follow the Money at the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, along with Paulie Howard, recapping yesterday's action in Week 6, this Buccaneers-Packers game. And now the Buccaneers are 4-2. So, you know, when you look at their loss going back to the previous week against the Bears, well, the Bears defense, that is something that we talked about in the summer months, right? Like, everybody just thought the 2018 defense was a total fluke. Well, 2019, they came back to the pack, and that was expected. But the 28, maybe they can't be as good as 2018, but they still have really good personnel on that side of the ball, and they're 5-1 now after winning again yesterday. But the NFC, again, as we talked about, you know, a lot here, it is completely open again.
Yep.
At the top.
Great job by the Bears. Great defensive performance. I agree with you. Bridgewater was awful. He did not play well. Also watching the game with Bill Ady, a Chicago guy. Hello, Markey. Nagy's got to do a better job as well. The play calling is just, it's weird. And it's 3rd-and-2. Run the ball. You're having success on the ground. Run the ball. Make them use that timeout or run the clock out. They got the interception, and it worked out. But a great job by the Bears, 5-1. They needed that game, too, because the schedule's so difficult coming up. Great game Monday night at the Rams. Saints at home, at Tennessee, then the Vikings, and at Green Bay. So a big stretch coming up for the Bears. All you have to do is go 2-3 there. You're going to make the playoffs. But the defense is playing well, and another good job by Foles, although Teddy didn't have it. So great job by the Bears, although there's a lot of things they can clean up, and I still think that's a dangerous offense. They have a lot of things they can improve on offensively. That's why you have to be loving life if you're a Bears fan. They can get a lot better.
Yeah, the offense is still broken.
Right, I agree.
Foles makes a Mickey Mouse throw still.
Yes.
How about that stretch where he had like back-to-back-to-back turnovers? The one got flipped because it was a penalty, but
yes.
Wow, was that something else? Yeah, that was probably the worst game I've seen Teddy Bridgewater play in... Man, back probably, I can't even remember when he actually looked that bad. Yep. And I will say this, because, you know, I do have that ticket on Matt Rhule at 60-1 to win Coach of the Year, and I'm pretty proud of that. Power rating down on him a little bit after yesterday. Twice early on in that game, he settled for goal line field goals on 4th-and-short, and then he came out again late, and he tried a 54-yarder on 4th-and-5.
That was
and
terrible.
Missed it, and what do you think happened?
That was terrible.
Bears right down the field to make, you know, score a touchdown and make it 20-6.
Yep, good points. You're right. Another great result for the books. The Vikings were a public side, and they were favored, and they were routed at home by Atlanta in a misleading score. Good job by the Falcons. Cousins had 3 interceptions. And how about this tweet from Paul Charchian, Fantasy Hall of Famer, Minnesota guy, who's on every Thursday? I mean, what do you do now if you're the Vikings? I mean, you gave that guy, what, $90 million?
Yep.
Guys are wide open. Matty Ice, who has struggled much of the season, just carving them up. And that was like the Green Bay game. Everything the Vikings did was in garbage time when it was decided.
Yep. Right.
And good point by you, which could you say, well, look at the score. That was a vicious beat if you had the under. Because it's 4th-and-1 with 2 minutes. Atlanta goes for it. They dump it off to Hurst. They get the first down, they're going to knee it out. There's
sure.
On the clock.
Game's over.
But he scores. He scores. Not only do they get the first down, he runs it in. So it puts it over. And then for you know, good measure, the Vikings added another touchdown. But here's his tweet. Might be time to go 2019 Dolphins. Trade everyone who has value to a different team, even the players you love. Absorb all the cap hits. Except 2 to 3 years of losing for a more promising 2024.
I mean, that's a pretty strong tweet from him. They have been a perennial playoff team under Mike Zimmer here. And now things, I mean, that was really, again, though, with this team on defense, some of the touchdowns they allowed, that Julio Jones touchdown where he went basically untouched, where was the coverage on that? And then that Hurst touchdown. Good play by the Falcons, but that's 4th-and-1. Come on, guys, what are we doing here?
Yep.
And now people are calling for his head. Again, Mike Zimmer.
Uh-huh, I know. Yeah, well, he's a big winner off the field. I can't believe his girlfriend, so we'll get to that coming up. But this is, and now it's start. We touched on it briefly last week. Are the Jets going to win a game? Now, everyone who's been tweeting at us, the viewers are right, too, about they're going to keep Gase around. They want Lawrence. If you fire Gase, you might actually win some games.
Sure.
Shut out at Miami? I mean, this is just another listless performance. And as we've said, like we talked about last week and other. You can't make the number high enough now on the Jets.
No, again, keep in mind, they play the Chiefs in a couple of weeks. And as of, 10 days ago, that number was 20.5. Who knows how high that could get? If the Chiefs are impressive tonight against the Bills on the road.
Right.
Right? So, and what about this theory? If you're playing survivor pools and just fading the Jets every single week, here are the teams that you've gotten out of the way so far. Buffalo, San Francisco, Indy, Denver, Arizona, and Miami. Now, this week coming up is the first team that you can't repeat. But if you went into the season thinking the Jets are going to be so bad and you just took the team they're playing every week in survivor pools, you are in unbelievable shape right now.
Yep, and they were the top pick in the Circus Survivor. A ton of people had them and never had to sweat it. Ridiculous. Look at the schedule. Find me a win with the Jets here. They got a brutal schedule.
Well, and how high does the number get this week against Buffalo in this rematch now? And so at one point, they actually put this graphic on the screen yesterday when they were playing. They're 9 drives into the game, 7 punts, 6 three and outs, and 1 interception over 9 drives.
Oh.
And then Gase trots him out there for a 55-yard field goal, I believe. That was a long one, right? To make it 24-3, and they miss.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
I don't care it's 4th and 10. If it's 4th and 1 or 4th and 20, you're going for it right there.
You got Greg Williams earlier in the week saying, yeah, it's not all the defense. I mean, come on. Some of it's the offense. Wait a second here. So, I mean, this is – you trade Bell. Oh.
Yeah, that's and as
the,
bad as it gets.
And the other thing, you saw it yesterday, and it's right. I mean, look at – if I would go right now, Wilson 1, Tannehill 2, Rodgers 3.
You would go Tannehill.
You have to after what he's done.
Because we had that email last week saying, hey, guys, I can find Tannehill 66-1. We kind of poo-pooed it.
I know. Well, look what happened. Well, things can change. I'm allowed to change my mind. He was a rock star again yesterday. They're 5-0. Rodgers was terrible.
Yep.
I mean, this is from Peter King. Highest rated quarterback rating since week one of last year. Tannehill, number one. Then Wilson, then Breeze, then Jackson, then Mahomes. Yards per attempt, Tannehill, number one. I mean, the guy has 4 touchdown passes. You can't stop him. They're 5-0. You think, okay, well, what's going to happen now with the COVID issues and they had all that time off? They just took out Buffalo and Houston. And they scored 42 points, and he had to rally late.
Yeah.
They got a lot of help, but still. I mean, look at the guy's numbers. Look at what he's done. If they go 13 and – not saying it's going to happen, but if they go 13-3 and he continues to put up these ridiculous numbers – I'd still give it to Wilson right now, but to me, he has to be in the discussion.
I'm looking for updated numbers right now as you were talking. I couldn't find anything. So if anybody sees it, you can tweet us at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard for Ryan Tannehill. Last week, 66-1, I believe, to win the MVP. Now, let's get into that game for a second here, because there was our guest coming up later on today, Derek Stevens, was absolutely, his mind was blown yesterday as what was going on. Let's try to break this down now, because we've actually kicked around this idea before. Why teams, when they take a 7-point lead, would they ever consider going for 2 to make it a 9-point game like the Texans did at the end of the game yesterday or near the end of the game against the Titans? And here's the whole thought process, right?
Pete Carroll did it on a Sunday night in New England.
I recall that, yep. So they score a touchdown to make it 36-29. I will explain that was the worst thing that could have happened right there if you're like me and you had the Texans yesterday coming up in a minute.
Yep.
But the whole thought is this. Okay, if you go for 2, ball game's over with if you get it, because it's going to be a 9-point game. 2 possessions under 2 minutes, borderline impossible to come back and win that game if you're the other team.
And the play worked.
It did. He was wide open.
Yep.
Ball was deflected. If you miss, the thought process is this. Okay, even if we allow a touchdown, that means the opposing team, in this case the Titans, they have to go all the way down the field. They have to score. And then you're banking on one of two things, right? Either he's going to kick the extra point, and then we're going to go to overtime, and then I'll take my chances in overtime, which could be a dumb theory. But you're also thinking there's no way the guy's going to go for 2, right? So if I go for 2 and miss on my end, if they come down and score, they're going to play for overtime. They're not going to have the balls of a burglar and kick, right, to go for 2 and try to win it in regulation.
That's not accurate, though.
No, I know that.
Because Vrabel's done it before.
Correct.
I thought for sure he was going to go for the win. And then as that happened, Rivera went for the win about 10 minutes later.
Right.
So,
and they lost.
So, yes, my initial tweet and what I was thinking was, I bet the Texans and I have them in the contest. Would have been 4-0. Thanks a lot.
Same here.
So I was thinking about it that way. But as from what he did, I agree with what Crennel did. Because, number one, if you get the 2, you win the game. Game's over.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have to go right down the field. If you don't get it, they have to go right down the field and score. And then they kick the – you figure they kick the extra point. That's what he's thinking.
Right.
Then they have to win – you have to lose the coin toss. And they have to go right down the field, too.
Right.
Because they can't stop you either. Even if you give up a field goal, you still think, oh, okay, I'm fine.
That's
but
the whole thing.
Like four things have to go against you.
Oh, four or five things.
That's
it's
right.
Like a four or five mini parlay that has to go against you in order to actually lose that spot.
And I believe it was Rich Gannon who was on the game, and he was losing his mind. I don't care what the car. Come on, guys. You have to kick the extra point here and go up eight. And J.J. Watt, come on, man. I mean, unless the truth will set you free, right? But you can't. Come on. Oh, that's above my pay grade. But you gave up 42 points and 600 yards.
Yep.
How are you going to sit here and say, well, I'm not going to answer the question about was it the right call? Thank God someone on that defense said, yeah, I agree with the move. You couldn't stop him, J.J.
Nope.
You got gashed on the ground for 200 yards, 94 yards. Feel free to tackle somebody. And then again, they go right down the field to tie the game and right down the field to win the game.
Twice in a row.
Yeah, you gave up 42 points and six. Oh, yes. I don't know if it was the right call. That's above my pay grade. Shut up.
Yep. Back-to-back drives, basically. Henry, 94-yard touchdown. They go down the field again, and then an overtime swing pass. Here you go. Where's the coverage on that to tackle him?
Yes.
That defense is so bad.
And then on third down from the five, they run the ball. Touchdown. Game over. Drive home safely. You lose if you took the points.
But I will tell you what the worst thing was, and good reaction on this from Twitter, by the way, including Jeff was out there among many other people who chimed in. For those of you who had Texans plus 3.5, and I think there were plenty of us out there, I did, you did, had him in the contest. If the Titans can actually stop the Texans on that drive in regulation and the Texans kick a field goal to make it 33-29, that's it. We win the bet.
Yep.
Because even if the Titans come down and score a touchdown, they're certainly not going to go for two. Or there might not even be enough time on the clock to even consider anything like that. They're going to kick the extra point if they score a touchdown. The worst case scenario then is 36-33, Tennessee wins the game. And for those of us, again, with Texans plus 3.5, we're winners. And instead now, Paul, we were looking at an 8-1 start in the quarterly with the Chiefs tonight.
Oh!
And then that game happened.
Oh! Killer. Yeah.
That's why, again, this league, so tough. You have to have so many breaks go your way.
Did you have Washington?
Well, we did not.
Okay.
I got to double check. I don't think we did.
See, that's a break. You catch a break, though.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Allen carrying a ball like a loaf of bread gets hit. They're driving. Tie game. You're catching points. And then the touchdown. But then they score. Somehow, I can't believe they scored.
I know.
And then Rivera goes for the win, so you get the money there if you took Washington.
And
the point spread hijinks in some of these games.
Yep. That decision yesterday was it was very similar to the Bengals-Eagles game a couple of weeks back. When they went to overtime tied at 23, the total, I think, was 46.5, and it ended up a tie. That decision to go for it right there from Washington, the total was 41, 42 in that neighborhood. If they kick the extra point, odds are they're going to go to overtime, and somebody's going to score.
Excellent appearance by Adam Chernoff Friday. He nailed it in a lot of games, and that Sunday night game, too. And I thought I'd like the Rams. I thought, wow, Goff was terrible. Garoppolo was awesome. And Shanahan, great game plan.
Oh, that first drive.
There you go. Beautiful. Yes, and they had to have it, too, because they flashed it up there, and Michaels was talking about it. They're now 3-3. How about the schedule?
Oh, yeah.
Four of their next five games are on the road. Okay, that's bad enough. It's at New England. It's at Seattle. It's Green Bay at home. It's at New Orleans. It's at the Rams, and they play the Bills at home. That was a must win.
Yep.
So they look great, and I love the creativity and the play to Samuel on third down, but that was, ooh, boy, Goff did not have a good night. No, sir.
No, not at all. And I like the 49ers in the game last night. Had him in point spread weekly. And part of the reason why is because Shanahan actually has a very good track record against Sean McVay. And I just figured one game after that disaster against Miami, they would get it corrected. And you came out and you saw it right away again with that opening drive. The execution, the play calling, God, is he creative. They are so good. And the way they keep using Samuel and, team 3rd and 7 to end the game. Let's do the
Beautiful.
Same thing here to Samuel and somehow picks it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
I don't know what that was out of New England. I could see because they've all that. See, that's again, Tennessee's playing so well with all that time off. Well, New England is not playing well with all that time off.
Yep.
I mean, I couldn't believe the silly turnovers, but they couldn't get Drew Locke off the field.
I know.
And that only reason that game was close was because of Fangio. And I was screaming at the television, right? But it's 4th and 1. It's 18-3 near midfield. The guy punts the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And everything changes. And then they come out. They're running all over New England. Again, New England can't get off the field. Then they start throwing the ball.
Yep.
And then Locke has a horrendous interception, high school throw. And so what do you think is going to happen after New England scores? They're going to come out and run. He throws it on first down.
Again.
Intercepted. So that would have been a massive choke job to blow an 18-3 lead late. But it was because of, you know, Fangio playing not to lose, fourth and one. New England can't stop him. He punts, and then a couple interceptions. But they come out with the win, and, you know, I'm sure Belichick will get it fixed and cleaned up. But that was, I can't believe New England looked like that. That was surprising.
Well, I'll tell you who did not look good. That was a bad game from Cam. Every time I looked up, he's throwing the ball into the ground. He's missing, you know, badly missing receivers yesterday in that game. Every single time the game's on in front of me, I'm like, oh boy, not a good look here for Cam. So, good action though yesterday. And that, again, that Tampa Bay game against Green Bay, wow. Off the bye week. That happened to Green Bay a couple of years ago. They were 6-0 off the bye, taking on Denver 6-0 off the bye. Green Bay, went to Denver and they were favored by 3, and they got trucked the entire game.
Yeah.
They could do nothing, and Denver blew them out. Yeah.
Okay, so that great trend going back to 1999 went 1-1. Road team favored on the bye. Detroit, ice cream, and, Green Bay, please.
Yep. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're live today from the Indeed.com studio at the South Point Casino. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. We'll get into some of the college football weekend. Up next, how overrated is Notre Dame? We'll throw some numbers at you regarding that team coming up next. Are you ready for a faster way to win? When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself and sign up with the code VSIN250 to get a 100% deposit match up to $250. Must be present in New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, or Illinois. Must be 21 plus. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER if in New Jersey and Illinois. 1-800-9-WITH-IT if you're in Indiana. And 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. College football action from over the weekend. Clemson, not a lot of resistance there from Georgia Tech.
Yes! 52-7 at the half. Lawrence had five touchdowns and almost 400 yards?
Yeah.
Come on.
So.
In a conference game? Come on.
Yep. That was pretty wild. And then Alabama doing what they did to Georgia in the second half. That was a great game in the first half. And then Bama just said, okay. Hold on for a second here.
I got that right. I thought Bennett turned into a pumpkin in
the
second half.
Yep.
I thought great job in the first half. And actually in play it was Pick'em. But then that just a deadly Alabama offense. And then you got the news with Saban too. Desmond Howard had that early. I think when we got off the air Friday, he tweeted, "Don't be surprised if Saban's on the sideline."
Yep.
And then there it was. But and of course the total, 10-point move on the total from the opener at Circa, and then what it went off at. And 41-24. But again, I'll do this coming up. This SEC's running a Ponzi scheme. Georgia loses by 17 points. They drop one spot in the polls.
Well, I mean, I think part of that is because teams haven't played yet.
Come on.
Right. I mean, that's
okay. Well, fine. You explain the Texas A&M stuff.
I know.
It's just, how do you not play for the national title? You barely drop when you lose. And if you have a win, you move up like 9-10 spots.
Yep.
It only happens in one league.
And so I would ask people, is the Georgia defense really that good? Is the Bama offense amazing?
Okay, another reason why I liked Alabama was what happened early Saturday. Tennessee, again. Auburn, okay?
Yep.
Auburn stinks. Tennessee.
I'm terrible. Totally on board with that. I'm not a Bo Nix fan whatsoever.
Yeah.
and the way Kentucky keeps winning these games. They're 34-7.
Yeah.
They had like 200 yards of offense again.
Uh-huh.
And they're winning by like four scores.
Right. And Mississippi State couldn't get out of their own way on offense again, which begs the question, what in the world's going on at LSU?
Yeah.
I mean, they had a pick six. They scored 7 points. They can't score unless they play LSU and they throw for 600 yards.
Yeah, Costello had 600 yards. They scored, 40-plus in that game, and they walked away as, outright winners as a 14-point dog.
Yeah. It's good. This is great, though. I mean, Brad Powers is awesome, but he's right about this Notre Dame business. I mean, look at his projected point spreads on a neutral. Clemson, 17. They go to Notre Dame later. Bama's 14.5. Ohio State's 14.5. Georgia's 8.
Yep.
He tweets, I'm guessing most of you would lay the points, too. Yeah. I mean, Louisville, the issues they had defensively. Notre Dame couldn't do much on offense.
Sure.
The other thing, this is great.
And they're ranked third, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Ten's back. Mountain West is back. Get-out games are back. We got 3 get-out games Saturday. We had a lot of cancellations and, what's going on in college football, but we got a lot more games coming up. Smurf, Turf, Boise, Hawaii, all this stuff. So it'll be back once we get to Saturday now.
Right now, DraftKings Trevor Lawrence is your favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. He is $1.67.
Ooh.
It's -167.
Ooh, how would you vote? What's your pecking order?
Well, it's unfair because I have Mac Jones 25-1. So clearly I'm going to give him the award right now.
I would go Lawrence, Wilson, Jones, and then Waddle. Or maybe Waddle.
Am I wrong here? I've said this now 3 times on the air this year. Are the Bama receivers better this year than last year?
They could be. They could.
I mean, this is absolutely bonkers. They are so blazing fast, it's unfair to other defenses.
And I guess...
I love how aggressive they are, and I know I love how Mac Jones throws it deep 10 times a game. God, is that refreshing to watch. I get it. I know he has the receivers to do it, but he's taking chance the entire game.
And I don't remember if it was Chris Felica or Brad Powers who tweeted it, but it's unfortunate we didn't get to see BYU's real schedule.
Oh, no kidding.
They are awesome. And Wilson's Wilson had 4 touchdowns and 400 yards. They won by 17 at Houston on Friday. But I know what people are going to say, schedule, which it's always a murderer's row, their schedule that they face. Yep. But that didn't happen this year because all hell broke loose. Where is he? He's awesome.
I saw him at 20-1 at an offshore book. I don't even think he's not even listed at DraftKings.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You got to get him on the board. Unless I'm blind, I'll go over this during one of the breaks here today, but I don't see his name listed at all.
He has to be he's completing 80% of his passes.
I mean,
he's got a 12-1 TDINT ratio.
Right. If we are going to give a player from any school in the country a chance to win this award, he has to be right there with Jones and Lawrence right now. He's playing incredible football. That's a good team. Kenny White was all over that before the season started. He had them like a top 19 team, I think, in the country.
Yep.
It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will get into tonight's Monday night doubleheader that we have. In one of the matchups, the numbers look identical in many key categories. That's coming up.
Great news for our marquee network viewers. Starting tonight, Rush Hour with Danny Burke will be live from Bet Rivers Sportsbook in suburban Chicago from 6 to 7 Central Time. Make sure you tune into Rush Hour with Danny every weeknight at 6 p.m. Central on the marquee network. Doubleheader tonight. I believe it's Buck and Aikman on the Earl. How about that? 2 o'clock Pacific. Chiefs and because Bills.
Huh? I think they were talking about it on the game yesterday, right?
That's what they
said. They're going to be there tonight?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. 30 points a game against 28 points per game. With the Chiefs under Andy Reid, they're 7-1-1 ATS on Monday Night Football, and they're coming off a tough loss. I mean, laying double digits and embarrassed at home, at least defensively, what they allowed against Carr. But then again, Buffalo hasn't been able to stop anybody either. Supposed to rain, supposed to be chilly. The total was bumped up to 57. Now you're seeing 56.5 at various places, and this is up to 5.5 now on the Chiefs. And I thought Joe Osborne from Odd Shark had a good tweet about, square play, Chief. What, look at the ATS run they're on. What is it, a 12-2 ATS run? So, hey, they keep cashing. Who cares?
Look at that total. 56.5. I'm one of many who has Chiefs -3.5 tonight in the contest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here are some of the numbers overall, according to Football Outsiders and DVOA, Advanced Metrics. Offensive DVOA, Chiefs are second in the league, Bills are seventh. Defensively, there is a difference. Chiefs are ninth, Bills are 27th overall in the league with defensive DVOA. Yards per play, Chiefs 6.2, Bills 6.2. Yards per play allowed, 5.8 and 5.8. They're very similar. Yards per pass attempt, Chiefs 7.5 and Mahomes. But Josh Allen, actually 7.9 so far in the season. An opponent yards per pass attempt, Chiefs 7.0, Bills 7.1. So a lot of those overall yards per play numbers are identical or very close to being the same. But the Chiefs defense overall, better than the Bills. Turnover margin per game, Chiefs +1 so far on average. Bills -0.4. And as I've said now for a good 3 weeks, the Bills cannot run the football. And that's not a running back problem. It's an offensive line problem. If you've watched now over the past 3 weeks, you've noticed how as soon as they hand the ball off to a guy like Singletary, he is hit almost immediately in the backfield and then has to try to break tackles if he's going to get anything whatsoever.
Kansas City can't stop the run, though.
I know. That's the conundrum here.
Yep. Well, the other thing is we just keep praising Tannehill. Well, you're going against the best player in football. And Tennessee was 6-6 in the red zone on Tuesday. So, but now they're supposed to get White back, and that's big. I don't know about John Brown, but they're supposed to get White back. So I imagine they put him on Hill. And Bet Rivers, his prop is 70.5 receiving yards. Diggs is 80. I like that over again. Diggs is averaging 100 yards a game.
Yep.
81.5 for Diggs. And Mahomes' prop at Bet Rivers is 305. Over under 2.5 touchdowns, under -160. Allen's yards is 290. Over under touchdown passes 1.5, over -180.
I mean, unless the weather gets ridiculous tonight, give me the recipe for a low-scoring game. Now, we had one, you know, when they played the Patriots, but look at how Mahomes came out against the Ravens a few weeks back on Monday Night Football. When that was, they went to Baltimore, and it was a demolition job. Took them out. And the Ravens were really never in that game. That was a coaching mismatch, yep. Quarterback mismatch, the whole shebang. But you know, I say this all the time. If you're going to play against Mahomes and the Chiefs, you have to match them touchdown for touchdown. The Raiders somehow did that last week. The Bills can do that, and I don't think McDermott's going to be conservative here and settle for field goals tonight. But the more Josh Allen passes here now, as we've seen, the more he might be a little bit, you know, unreliable compared to what we thought over the first 3 or 4 games of the season.
All right. So, yeah, they moved the ball, but you're right. He had some horrible – that second interception on Tuesday was a bad throw. Now, the other, what am I going to get out of Murray? What Murray am I going to see tonight? He has 6-0 at AT&T Stadium. Do with that what you want. But now Jones is out for the year. Kennard's out. And, again, he's been up and down. He played well last week, but, again, it was the Jets. They're a high school team. Go back to Carolina. He had 24 completions for 130 yards. Against Detroit, he threw 3 interceptions and didn't play well. He played well in the win week 1 against San Francisco. He also has Hopkins to work with, too. So he has to do a better job. And again, Andy Dalton is a good backup. Now, it's not – they're giving up 36 points per game. But as some people tweeted in, you know, maybe if they start to slow it down now, because now you have Dalton and he can try to keep that awful defense off the field. So
doesn't it have to be the game plan?
I would think. But we'll see here what the Red Rifle can do. But he has so many damn weapons that they still should be able to score. But to me, it comes down to what Murray am I going to get?
Well, we should get another version of the good Murray tonight because the defense for Dallas is so bad. I mean, look at what the Giants did 1 week ago, right?
Mm.
I mean, that offense has been abysmal for the entire year. Well, they had a chance to get right for one Sunday, even though they lost, and Daniel Jones had a decent game, and they scored 34 points. That's because the Cowboys' defense has been so bad. So one would anticipate, can we, the grand salami tonight, can we get that for the, look at that, we have a 56.5 and a 55 for the total in these two games.
And this opened 52 in some spots, 3-point move. Props, Dalton 289, Murray 289 for yards. Hopkins is 82.5 and Lamb's 61.5. A lot of guys I respect like the Cowboys.
Yeah, yep. Betting Cowboys with in teasers earlier in the week when the number is not where it is right now. I did that as well. I still have them tied into some stuff tonight to cap off some bets from the weekend. But how big of a difference is it? What's the drop-off from Dak Prescott to Andy Dalton? I've seen people say 1.5 points. I've seen people say 3.5 points.
1.5?
Yeah, that to me is too low. That's too low. But he does have the weapons to go out there and perform and play well.
Yes.
That's certainly the case.
Yeah, and a veteran. So he's right. I don't know. It's a good matchup. But I don't know what to expect week in, week out of Murray.
Yep.
That's to me. I can't believe what he did against Carolina. How do you complete that many passes for 130 yards with Hopkins?
Yeah, that's a great question.
But don't you have to love Hopkins' prop over?
Well, he goes to him 15 times a game.
I mean, the Giants moved the ball on him.
Right.
How about the Danny Dimes interception in the end zone? Could you believe that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just throwing it up for – oh, my God, yep. This guy with the turnover.
That's who he is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we can all use experts' guidance with our weekly football betting, and now VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, is providing all access to everything we offer for the rest of the football season for only $129. From now through Super Bowl Sunday, you are going to get our weekly digital betting guides with power ratings, predicted scores, and consensus picks for the games each week, access to our 24/7 live video stream, and daily email updates featuring the best bets from every show host and guest, breaking news, advanced stats, and game previews on VSiN.com, plus our 2020 and 2021 bowl betting guides. Give yourself an edge this season. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe. To get your football midseason special today, that's VSIN.com/subscribe. We'll run down all the line moves and the bad beats from the weekend in Win Some, Lose Some. Next.
The Buckeyes are back. Big Ten back in action this weekend. Get ready for all the big games with Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Take advantage of the big return special. Make your first deposit of $50 and get $100 in free bets in exchange. If you're already a member, you can enjoy all their daily special bets exclusively on BetRivers.com. Dynamite customer service. Only one-time playthrough with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. This is for first-time depositors and new users only. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House. Let's rumble, win, lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Chuck Edel on every Friday. The man. Went 6-1 with his plays on Friday. The one loser was this game, La Tech Marshall under, which was steamed down from 52.5 to 48.5. There were 35 points in the second half. That's a tough beat, okay? And West Virginia up 28 with a minute 40 left. Keep in mind now, Kansas had 7 first downs and 150 yards of offense. They housed the kickoff with a minute 40 left. They lost. They put it on 21. That was, I think that opened 20... I'll have it in a second. I think it opened 27 at Circa. Bet all the way down to 23, to 22, to 21 and a half. Get the best number. But
we have a mutual acquaintance.
Yeah, I saw it.
Who had West Virginia plus minus 21 and a half, plus $2 in game.
Yes.
Yep.
Monster ticket.
And that's how they lost.
Their long 95-yard kickoff return. Texans plus 3.5. I mean, six things had to go against you there to lose that bet, and they all did. That was tough if you had the Texans, 3.5 or 4. Falcons, Vikings under 53.5. Again, 33-16, 2:15 left, 4th and 1. Atlanta gets the first down. They take a knee. It's over. But Hurst scores a touchdown. And then for good measure, the Vikings added another one. Rotherham United, Norwich City under 2.5 and draw. Norwich PK in the 95th minute, 2-1. Liverpool, they had a draw. Goal disallowed. This VAR, get out of here. Goal disallowed late. Chelsea allowed a goal in the 92nd minute. Draw. You had draw, and 1-0 final in the four matches in the Premier League Sunday. How about this one? Tottenham led 3-0. They allowed a goal in the 82nd, 85th, and 94th minute. 3-3 draw. They blow it. 3-0. There was an own goal in there. Oh, God. Bet for the books. BC Vatek over. Opened 54 at Circa. 59 in other spots. Closed 62. And got to 54. There were shenanigans there. But, you know, that's more lose-some. Pittsburgh-Miami under 52.5 down to 46.5. It's also lose-some. It fell 50. Navy-East Carolina under 60 down to 55, 27-23. Kansas from 27 down to 21, fell 21. Kentucky-Tennessee under 51 down to 45, 34-7. Clemson-Georgia Tech over 59 up to 64.5. Clemson gets it themselves.
Yep.
Auburn, South Carolina over, 49 up to 53.5, 30-22. Army under, 52 down to 46, 28-16. Every week they steam it up, and they always, North Texas over, 64 up to 72, 52-35. Georgia, Alabama over, opened 49 at Circa, closed 58.5, 41-24. Washington, 3-point dog down to 1.5, lost by 1. Jets, Dolphins under, 50 down to 46.5, 24 rip. Win some, UFC. Ortega by decision at Circa plus 550. Andre by first round to win in the first round, 6-1. Nurmagomedov, round 1, plus 580. North Carolina wide. Catch the ball! Back-to-back-to-back plays on the final drive? Now, one, it's a New York City muggy. The DB's grabbing his jersey right in front of the official.
100%.
You still got to catch it, but it's a blatant hold.
Yep.
Then on fourth down, the kid's wide open, he drops it.
The reaction to North Carolina losing like they did on social media on Saturday was like, this, they are so overrated, and they are fade material for the rest of the entire year.
From 8 up to 13.5, they were down 31-7 at halftime. Notre Dame from 14 up to 7.5, lucky they won the game. Hard to cover 17 when you score 12. A&M missed state over, 50 up to 56, 28-14. Falcons, Vikings under, 56.5 down to 53.5. The Ravens, 7.5 up to 10. No good. To the videos. As always, at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Win some. Could you believe? I tweeted this out. You showed this to me. 169. That's Mike Zimmer's girlfriend. What? Now, listen, good for him, but of all people. With that personality? You're like that guy's walking into a restaurant and say, can I buy you a drink? Hey, how you doing, kids? That's Mike Zimmer's girlfriend.
Does he ever appear to be the life of the party? No. He feels like he's going to put his fist through your face every
time. How old is that guy?
Oh, he's got to be.
She's in, what, her early 30s? Look that up, John. Mike Zimmer.
Good for him.
Sure. Yeah.
I have no idea how he did it, but
well,
sure.
Yeah. Win some. Todd Dewey does a great job. Las Vegas Review.
64.
Oh. Okay. There was a $2 million parlay that hit. Ben Fowkes also had this from VSiN. Lions money line, Dolphins money line for $2 million at DraftKings. And there was a better here at MGM all over the Dodgers last night. Well, what a game that was. But some of these he lost. I mean, he bet this every which way but loose. $155,000 on the Dodgers winner. $140,000 first five loser. $105,000 minus a half first five loser. $40,000 alt-run loser. And first any loser. So, I mean, That was interesting what the guy did. And Bob Dancer's coming in studio on Wednesday. And we did. How about, thanks to the viewer who sent this in. How about not one, but two sequential Royals at the same casino within a span of 10 hours? What are the odds? One guy hits one person. hits the quarter sequential for $70,000. It's $1.25 a push. Somebody else hits it for a nickel for $70,000 because the progressive was so high. There they are. Same casino.
Within 10 hours.
Yeah. The nickel and the quarter, Royale with cheese. Both $70,000.
Okay.
How about it? Lose some? I know it's a nationwide problem, but at some point you have to step up, and whether it's a chokehold or an elbow to the face, you can't allow this to happen. On the flight, both of them, not only are the socks off and the shoes are off, the feet are up on the tray. You got a good job taking a picture, but you just got to get up and say, what, are you an animal? Look at this. We're not in your house. You're not in your living room. Who behaves like this? I don't believe
it. That's so bad.
I can't believe someone would do that. The bare feet are up on the tray on the flight.
Right. Doesn't that make you instantly hate that person?
Yes.
How do you not?
It's like Schwarzenegger in Commando. My friend's very tired. And, you know, gives the guy the elbow to the face and just knocks him right out when he's trying to escape. Right. This is from John Lee, FTM at VSiN.com. Don't forget the Lions went 0-16 with Marinelli. Another reason to have multiple entries in the Survivor. Use one of those entries based on the strategy that the Jets go 0-16. Based on that strategy, you only have to pick four other winners in 4 weeks of the season.
That's right.
Jets bye week and 3 weeks as the divisional opponent can't be taken twice. I'm on board.
Again, the teams that you already have out of the way, if you're going anti-Jets every single week in Survivor pools, Denver, Miami, Arizona, three of the teams. And now this is the first week you can't use them again because they play the Bills, and that was a week one matchup. Let me give you this tweet from Jason Kirk in Atlanta. It's possible one weekend includes Georgia State loss, Braves loss, Georgia Tech worst loss since 1894, another Braves loss, Georgia 0-1 versus Bama so far on the year, Braves blowing a 3-1 lead, and the Falcons winning, thus perhaps missing out on Georgia native quarterbacks Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields.
It came in.
It did.
The multi-leg parlay cashed.
It sure did.
Yes. Great tweet. The Braves blow a 3-1 lead. What a game last night. A game.
It turned out.
It worked out for the Dodgers. I couldn't believe they started May. They're down early.
Oh.
And it, Urias and all everything. I thought Mike Palm was right. You could have used May 80. You could have kept Hill. Maybe even Ryu. But it worked out.
I will say this. Did you see it when they put the camera panned over to Jansen and he's warming up? I'm like, I can't wait to bet Atlanta in-game right now.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because he's a disaster.
Not up in here.
And great move by Roberts. The only acceptable move last night. And you could say this is results-based. I will say, have you watched Jansen pitch the last couple of years? You had to stick with Urias last night.
Uh-huh.
You had to
he
do
was
it.
Great.
And he did.
He was great.
It's fantastic. And I don't care. I don't want to hear anything about the Bellinger strut. If you hit a home run like that,
who's giving him sauce?
Oh, people are pissed off.
Oh, come on.
If you hit that home run, you
please.
Have permission. You can take your jersey off and you can crawl around the bases. I don't care if it's the seventh inning or when it comes.
Oh, please.
I don't want to hear
what. It's a game seven to go to the World Series?
Yes. And he hits it 480, however far it went. That far in the right
field? I'm watching a Rams game. And then I have that on to the left without sound. I go, what's going on? Bellinger's walking to first. It's a two. Oh, he hit it 600 feet.
Yeah, yes.
How about the celebration getting hurt? He goes, it's not the first. You go pop it back in place.
Yep.
And how about Hernandez going deep? Number one, the pinch hit.
The pinch hit.
And he crushed that. They served peanuts on that flight? Good for them, the comeback. That was awesome. Good for them. We got a good World Series.
Oh, we have a very juicy World Series.
I know Jeff Sherman sent it out. I thought 215 is too high.
So do I.
This is because I don't know what I'm going to get out of Kershaw.
No.
And then who's following Kershaw? Bueller's been great. But that was a hell of a game. And I was surprised by game six. Well, yeah, they got three out of the gates, and that was it, and held up.
Yep.
What a series. What a comeback. What are the Braves now? The Braves have lost 11 of their last 13 clinchers, I think it is.
Clinching games?
Yeah. Lost 11 to 13?
Well, it is Atlanta, so I will buy that. But it turns out forget about it, right? It was over with. It was 3-1 Braves, and it was 3-0 Rays. And that series goes seven games, and we had what we got last night as well. Both of them. Seven days in a row
for
a series, and they both go that deep.
Yeah, another under for the Rays. 8-1 run. Did you see what Dusty Baker said? Well, listen, you have to love this team. Well, I know a lot of people hate this team. But you have to respect this team. He realized about, I should have said that. I mean,
yeah. He's right. At least he caught himself.
Yeah. Yankees, Dodgers would have been the nuts. But still, it's the two teams that dominated the regular season.
You're right.
But the Dodgers now, World Series, three of the last 4 years. 1988, go win it. You got to win this now. You're not going to get a better shot. You got
to
win this.
You have to. I mean, nothing's guaranteed to get back. I mean, you had to crawl out of a 3-1 one hole to the Braves. Let's follow the money. And not that the Braves are bad, but you know what I'm saying there. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi on the program next. Who does he like tonight? And the reaction to Romeo Crennel going for two.